Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Teresa of Avila, the great 16th century Spanish mystic, was traveling once by coach. A violent storm came up, the horses balked, the coach got stuck in the mud, and its passengers were thrown out onto the ground. Dirty and bedraggled, Teresa was overheard to say, "Lord, if this is the way you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few of them." The Canaanite woman in today's gospel passage is very much a sister of Teresa's when it comes to speaking her mind to the Lord. I do wonder why Matthew included in his gospel this rather unflattering portrait of Jesus. For it goes against all we know of the Lord. Jesus' treatment of the woman can be described as nothing but rude. Now, please note that the Canaanites were age-old enemies of the Jews. Consequently, the woman in today's account must have swallowed her national pride to even consider approaching a Jew. Let's look at one way to understand the meaning of this story. What we have here is a cultural pattern on display, one that's common in the Middle East, where people get into an exchange with one another in which each one tries to say something more outlandish than the other guy. Now, having grown up in New York City, I'm quite experienced with this cultural pattern of in-your-face sarcasm. And if indeed this was a language game or verbal jousting, then the Canaanite woman clearly won the contest. Jesus is deeply impressed by her cleverness and perseverance. I really wish we knew the name of this Canaanite woman, because if we did, we could make her a saint, honoring her as a person who made Jesus change his mind. More to the point, though, this story reminds us that Jesus allowed himself to be confronted and to be engaged personally. The stranger, this Canaanite woman, helped him enlarge his vision of his mission and his ministry. The encounter changed him. Perhaps the most important thing to think about for today's story, however, is not what Jesus said, but what he did. He might have been tired and burdened, but he listened. In the face of the Canaanite woman's relentlessness, he gave in and healed her daughter. So maybe the real point of this story is this. Your God and mine is not some impersonal deity, but rather a person who wants to be in relationship with you and me. Jesus and this persistent woman in today's gospel discovered a simple but very important lesson. In the messy circumstances of their lives, they encountered each other. Jesus, exhausted from his week's journeys, and the woman, anguished about her daughter. Despite these very real challenges, they were able to make an important and deep connection. And just as Jesus and this woman were able to encounter each other as they were, can you and I persist in the same way? Can we learn from this brief but deep connection? For when you and I persist hour by hour, day by day, to seek a relationship with the Lord, especially within the circumstances of our daily lives, the Lord always responds. Yes, the Lord is present in this assembly. For as he said, when two or more gather in our name, there I am with you. However, our God is a persistent 24/7 God. The Lord yearns to be with us beyond this hour in Memorial Church in the other 99% of our lives. The challenge that you and I face is to find God in all things and to allow God's Spirit to enrich and expand our lives. For God desires that we persist in paying attention, really paying attention, and coming to know him even through our doubts and skepticism, as well as in the beauty of creation, the arts, sports, and all the infinitely changing variety of faces we walk past each day. These don't have to be stupendous, fireworks-in-the-sky sorts of moments, just clear, contented, I'm-happy-to-be-alive type moments. Two concrete suggestions that might aid us in this journey, and I specifically address these to students here today who've returned to school and those who'll be returning in the next few weeks. First, as I preached a few weeks ago, put down your iPhones. Step away from the screen. Yes, we all agree that mobile phones and computers are marvelous inventions, but they can and they do get in the way of our paying attention and hinder us from noticing those bits of heaven that come in crashing and over our heads multiple times each day. This past Thursday, I spoke with a high school senior who told me about his summer job as a camp counselor. I asked him what he enjoyed most in addition to dealing with the kids. He replied, "We weren't allowed to use our phones, so at night, the counselors sat up and talked, face to face, no phones. It was great." Imagine that. Second, notice what it is that you're passionate about. Moms and dads of the children who are about to be baptized, you'll soon discover, if you haven't already, that young children are very clear about their passions. It's just that we often civilize it out of them, and those unique passions recede. I know a student who is as knowledgeable about the NFL, the National Football League, as most broadcasters. Now, he's serious about his classes, but the NFL is the subject that excites him the most. For you, it might be music, the arts, fashion, cooking, or any one of 100 other things. Someone asked me earlier, does shopping count? Believe it or not, understanding our desires may help us to glimpse God's spirit in the pursuit of that passion. So, this coming week, perhaps we can challenge ourselves to get better and better at paying attention, noticing God's spirit in our day-to-day experiences, including the highs and the lows. From practicing awareness, we become more like Jesus, who did the same thing, especially in today's gospel passage. And as we persist in becoming better tuned into our deepest passions, we become our truest selves, and as such, discover that we are sharing in God's divine life. So let's remember this Canaanite woman and the many saints who have followed her, and be persistent.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.